Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. You know, my beautiful friends, Rav Nachman says, how do you know who is the owner of the house? You know, I'm walking into a house and I'm sitting there by the table and you come to the door and you might think, maybe I'm the owner because I'm sitting at the table. No. Sitting at the table does not show that I'm the owner. You know who the owner is? The one who is inviting you in. He is the owner. I want you to know, friends, until Yerushalayim was in our hands, there was not this big invitation to the world, come to Yerushalayim. Nobody came. We are back in Yerushalayim. We are sending out messages to the whole world. Please come to Yerushalayim. And I want you to know, my beautiful friends, one of the paramount prayers on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is, it says, the Yesoyu Koil of Der, let them all come to Yerushalayim. Master of the world, if anybody of you ever doubt, we want the whole world to be in Yerushalayim. Think we are stingy? We're not. We want Yerushalayim, we want the whole world to be in Yerushalayim. The whole world. And I want you to sing with me, and then when it comes to a fast part, just clap in your hands like crazy. And I want you to, my beautiful friends, again, let it be clear to you, without getting into politics, right now Israel needs our prayers. Every Jew in Israel needs our prayers. And above all, the whole world needs our prayers. You know why? How would the world look like in 100 years from now when us Yidden, after Auschwitz, after Majdanek, we built a little land and then the world has the chutzpah to take half of it away again? What a chutzpah! What a chutzpah! What a chutzpah! Outrageous! Our cousins have millions of miles, empty, nothing. We have a little land, we build it with tears, with blood, with prayers. Want to take it away from us? What are you going to do with it? And you know something? I want you to know our cousins, really, I don't hate them, I love them with all my heart. There's only one place where they live like mention is in Israel. And since my concert is over, I can say what I want to. I want you to know, friends, I was one of the first people who walked into the old city. 67. And there was so much love in the air. If the politicians wouldn't have mingled in, we could have mamish made peace on that very day. But I want you to know, I kissed every Arab, every boy, every girl was a gewalt. One little Arab cousin ran after me and said, you forgot to kiss one of my babies. Anyway, I see a little girl of 16 standing in a corner like, I asked her, how are you feeling? She spoke English. I says, let me ask you, talk to me the truth. Are you glad Israel took over the old city or are you sad? She looked around. And she said, you know something? Israel saved my life. Because my father sold me to an old man of 80 for $100. Do you know what's going on in the world, friends? Do you know what's really going on? We don't need to learn civilization from the rest of the world. And I want you to know, we are not doing any favors when we're giving back half of our land. We want them to live with us happily, peacefully. You know, when Israel moved into the old city, only 9% of those kids went to school. The rest were roaming the streets, and now every child goes to school, every child learns a trade. I don't mind them living next door. If in order to bring peace, they can live in my dining room, I don't mind. But let it be peaceful, with love, with sweetness. Friends, you know the world thinks peace means that you don't kill officially only from your back. It's called peace. Peace that you love each other. Love each other. And I want you to know something, peace, that kind of peace and love doesn't come not from Washington, not from anywhere. It comes only from heaven. You know what we say? Oise shonem im Reimov, master of the world, peace is only in heaven, because the most heavenly feeling is peace. You know, you walk into a house and husband and wife are fighting. How does it feel? Heavenly? The lowest hell. You walk into a house, people love each other for real. It's paradise. You want the whole world to be paradise, the whole world. Really the whole world.